i podcast di radiobue.it.
Stiamo per tornare in Sri Lanka, ragazzi, perché come sta già succedendo da qualche settimana a questa parte, dear Melanie, you are our guest, so you're from Sri Lanka and we are very curious about Sri Lankan way of studying and lifestyles and so on, and you're here to tell us.
Great. I'm really excited for it, but before that I have to tell something in Italian. And
okay,
I just need to try this.
Are you sure? You want a dictionary or something?
I'm gonna try, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So from the beginning again.
Okay.
Ciao.
Good.
Come stai?
Okay.
Spero che avete avuto una grande settimana finora.
Yes.
È bello avervi sullo spettacolo.
Okay.
Così sono sicura che vi godrete la diretta.
Oh, great! Wonderful. Giulio,
understand?
Wonderful play by Giulio. There was Giulio's voice, and then Melanie was doing like the lip sync, or more or less.
You think Giulio sounds like I do? Giulio, no. Why are you silent? No. He's insulting you.
No. I'm joking. Okay.
Okay, so to get back to the topic, well, yeah. I find it really interesting to see like how different the Sri Lankan education system is from the Italian. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we have free education. We don't pay money. Yeah. In the public universities.
Even at the university?
Yeah, at university level.
Okay.
Like after school, we have to sit a very competitive exam at the end. And we get free education for the highest performers. So, I mean, the majority who enters the public universities,
okay,
we
wow.
don't pay money. So I am one of them.
Uh-huh.
I have had a free education, so I'm forever in debt to my country.
Wow.
So that's why I
great.
Love my country.
In Italy, yeah. we have like not... Yeah, we have... huge amount of money you have to pay at university, not as big as in the United States, for example, but yeah, you have to pay, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's because of the great leaders' initiative, like politically, like
okay.
I think it's a great thing. And also talking about the university culture, like I think we had a slight chat like few days ago. Mm-hmm. In Sri Lanka, the language that we speak, the majority of us speak a language called Sinhalese.
Yes.
So we say Sinhaler, actually Sinhaler,
Cingalese. Yes.
And there are several ways of speaking this language. Like the old people speak it in a different way, the young people speak it in an entirely different way, and the old people don't like to hear the young people
yeah,
speak like that.
It's like the slang thing, or
it's slightly like a slang thing, but then there's this entire different vocabulary that you use. And the funniest thing is, university students speak in another language.
So you have
so
three,
like,
four.
Exactly, this is like an even cooler version, you know. So we will know if someone's an outsider to the university. We will know, this person's not one of us. So
wow.
it's just a way of recognizing each other. So yeah, it's such a cool place.
But you like it. You like it because
oh, obviously
it was my
I like it. So I like it.
So for example, really give me a term in a tree in two different ways.
Like for instance, the library would be called a specific term. It's called apaya, which means hell.
Ah, okay, great. So you like studying very much. I
yeah,
mean.
So
okay.
so it's, for instance, it's something like that.
Okay, thank you, Melanie.
Trova i nostri podcast su iTunes U e ascoltaci ovunque. Radio 2.it. We play different and everywhere.